Listening Comprehension. You will hear a student giving a presentation about one of Singapore's athletes. As you listen, complete the notes. You do not need to write in full sentences. You will hear the recording only once. Dan Wong is one of Singapore's most successful professional swimmers. Local and foreign media have deemed him a formidable presence in the pool, and at 25 years old, he is showing no signs of stopping. Coming from a family of competitive swimmers, it is no wonder Dan started paddling in the pool from a tender age of 3. Although his father was a national swimmer, he never pressured Dan to follow in his footsteps. However, Dan showed much swimming potential, even as a toddler, leading his father to start coaching him when he was 5. By the time Dan was a teenager, he had already taken part in numerous national and international swimming competitions, coming back with medals almost every single time. His father continued to coach him till he was 15, before he engaged 2-time Olympic champion Alyssa Tan as his coach. Under Alyssa's coaching, Dan has been working towards any athlete's dream, to compete in the Olympics. You would expect the nation to be proud of his achievements. Yet, most regular folks on the streets do not even really know who he is. Dan laments that there is a lack of sporting culture in Singapore. People would rather watch foreign athletes or sports teams than local ones. When asked why he thought this was so, Dan said that it's probably due to the lack of outstanding performance at prestigious sports events. Few people outside of those in the sport know of smaller-scale competitions. Far from being pessimistic, however, Dan thinks that there has been a gradual increase in interest in local athletes. He believes that social media is a powerful way to promote athletes. In time to come, as Singapore's sports scene matures, he hopes that local athletes will become household names.